Hey! And welcome to the studio. We're here at CJSF 90.1 FM on top of Burnaby Mountain here at SFU. That's where we're broadcasting. And this is the grand opening, the premiere of the Wham Bam East Van Show. And oh, wow, I already have fans. All right, so we have so many interviews to cover, and I want to showcase Vancouver to you. So let's get right to it.
It's the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Meddy. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing bands, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air, go for a walk, and places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians. Hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
First, I'd like to acknowledge that we broadcast on unceded Coast Salish territory, which includes the Squamish, the Musqueam, the Coquitlam, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, I'd like to introduce myself. I want you to get to know me and the show. My name is DJ Meddy. It's short for DJ Medicine because music is my medicine. And my friends call me Linda, so either or works. And the Wham Bam East Van Show, yay! So the Wham Bam East Van Show is anything Vancouver. That's right, in the general area. So, because I have friends that are, you know, all over. So we want to try and support them and showcase them. Okay, and yeah, our motto is going to be VanCon, in your face, boom shakalaka. Okay, today we have an amazing lineup. We have an interview with the rickshaw and the Ocha Tea Bar, and of course the paddy wagon, because St. Pat's is coming up next week. All right, so let's get to chat. Let's chat with Mo, Louise, and Rob at the rickshaw. Here we go. Please note, the rickshaw interview was pre-recorded last year and was intended to air for January. Happy New Year, everyone, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. And our first interviewee is Mo. Please welcome Mo to the Wham Bam Show and introduce yourself to everyone.
Happy New Year, everyone. I'm Mo Tarmahamed, and I'm the owner-operator of the Rickshaw Theatre in beautiful downtown Eastside, Vancouver.
Nice. Now, as you know, regular people that have come to the rickshaw, they call this their second home. So tell us about any awesome memories that you have when we used to have shows.
Well, hopefully we'll have shows again pretty soon.
Yeah.
Actually, I like the fact that they call it their second home, because I think we create an atmosphere where people feel comfortable. Mm-hmm. We're not kind of one of those sort of pristine venues where people feel like they have to mind their P's and Q's. We want people to, you know, be themselves, express themselves, obviously within reason. And if they feel like they're at home, then, you know, that's, I think, one of the main goals that we have achieved.
For sure.
We just find that the people that come to the rickshaw are there to enjoy live music.
That's right.
Yeah. We're kind of one of those few venues that still don't shut the place down and make it a club night after a show and sort of herd people out and then get the club people in. We just like the whole experience of you're there, you enjoy live music, you enjoy being with people you like, and you're not sort of pushed out the door once the band's done.
That's right. So any favorites that you could think of, any bands that you really like that have come here?
Yeah, so I guess I can sort of put it in two different categories.
Sure.
Bands that I grew up listening that, you know, end up playing here. Bands like Buzzcocks, English Beat, The Selector that came by a couple of years ago, which was, you know, it was, the show was meant to be at the Vogue, but then got moved here, so.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, one of my favorites, Bob Mould.
Nice.
And it's, you know, when I took over the rickshaw in 2011, it had only been open for 2 years at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I had a list of musicians that I wanted, you know, my bucket list.
Right, yeah.
And Bob Mould was, you know, one like right in the top one. So
mm-hmm.
I finally wore down his booking agent, Frank Riley, and then Bob's come here twice now in the last 2 years. So that was
awesome.
Great. So, you know, all these bands that, like, I grew up, even Midgear with Ultravox. I saw Ultravox in their heyday at the Commodore.
Okay.
Yeah, so, you know, when I mentioned that to Midge when he was here, he was just totally surprised.
Uh-huh.
Grapes of Wrath was another band that
I have their CD.
You know, which I grew up listening as well, so it was great to have them play here. And then there are other bands that I wasn't very familiar with that I, you know, just blew me away. Bands like Russian Circles.
I have to check them out because I'm not familiar with them.
Yeah,
Russian Circles.
Some of the, like, Cult of Luna, and some of the more sort of prog metal type bands that,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wasn't familiar with, but have, you know, grown to like Intronaut and some of the other ones like that as well. And then I've made friends with some bands like Typhoon. You know, they always come and play here. Pickwick from Seattle, Typhoon's from Portland.
Oh, nice, yeah.
And so we've, you know, developed some friendship. And then, of course, there's Biff Naked.
Oh, yep.
He's actually
so cute.
Been...
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
he's actually been a great influence and a great cheerleader of the rickshaw.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, she did a show here in 2015. We collaborated on it. We sort of curated it together. And she was so positive. It was at a time when I was thinking to myself, have I done the right thing with this business? And she was extremely positive and kind of, you know... gave me the encouragement to carry on.
We love you, Biff. Yay! All right, let's talk about live stream shows.
Yeah, so we wanted to give, you know, the full meal deal. And we got some, you know, grant money from Creative BC and then some from Heritage Ministry from federally as well. And we've had sort of different ways to pay for this, either through some grant money or by donation.
Right.
And then we've done one ticketed event, which went really well,
mm-hmm.
The Unleash the Archers show, where it was, I think we sold like 1,500 tickets for
awesome.
That one.
Awesome, yay, Unleash the Archers, woo!
The PAC AD,
and we played them at CJSF 90.1 all the time.
And they, you know, they're, Maya and Becky, you know, they've always been great supporters of the rickshaw, and they've played a number of shows here mm-hmm. as well. Then we did Black Wizard,
nice.
Which was by donation, and the net proceeds after the production costs were paid went to the Downtown Eastside Women's Shelter.
Oh, what a nice charity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And so we've kind of done sort of different versions. We're now trying to get more into the ticketed side of things because I think people, you know, for the most part, to support the venue
mm-hmm.
will pay, and as well, they'll want to support the bands as well. So I think until we get to a point where we're doing live shows again, we'll be doing more of these live stream shows. And then because we've got all these things in place, you know, we're encouraging bands to reach out to us to do music videos.
That's right.
So what I find with local bands, and we've got some great local bands here, is that quite often when I have a touring act, they'll reach out to me and go, oh, it's my favorite band. Can we
mm-hmm.
open for them?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
And quite often I'll say, okay, send me your EPK, which is electronic press kit.
Okay.
Because I have to send it to the band's mm-hmm. management and the booking agent, for them to approve, because I can't just put any old band
right.
to open up, right?
Right.
And then quite often, even the band, if the band's really good, they don't have any really good videos for them to submit.
Right.
So the booking agent will kind of go, well, I don't know what they like or whether it'll fit.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm encouraging bands to do like a 3-4 song video here.
Yeah.
And so then they have quality product that they can market
themselves.
Yeah, right. I mean, they'll own the product.
Mm-hmm.
And just for a minimal cost, just to cover our tech cost.
Yeah.
Because we're not really making any money on that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm want people to do, and because we have the space, we've got the infrastructure, we've got the stage, we've got the sound, we've got great sound guys, so yeah, make use of that.
And the prices are reasonable, so you just have to contact the rickshaw.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so what can we look forward to for the future of the rickshaw?
Well, I think that the future is bright. Right now we're all going through this kind of a what will happen with live music? Mm-hmm. When can we go back on? Will people come watch shows? Will they be still reluctant to come to live music shows?
Mm-hmm.
My feeling is that once we're allowed to have proper social gatherings, there's so much pent-up demand that we'll see a flurry of activity. People mm-hmm. who have been sitting on the fence before about going to a show probably now realize how much it means to them.
Mm-hmm.
And so honestly, I think all the venues will do really well when we first open up, at least for the first little while.
Yes.
And it'll be great for local bands as well, because it'll take time for touring bands to finally get their, you know, it takes a long time for touring bands to book the shows, and you know, they have to book all the different venues and hotels and all that.
That's right.
And air flights. So it'll take a while for that just to happen, but in the interim, I think local bands, Canadian bands, will find that, you know, they'll get really large audiences. So that's something to look forward to.
That's right, folks. All right. So once we start picking up, I want you to slowly come back, okay? All right. Thank you all so
You're
much
welcome.
For coming
yeah.
on the Wham Bam East Fan Show. Woo! All right. Can you tell I was super excited to interview Mo? Here's the PAC AD on CJSF with Yes, I Know.
Like a drum.
There's something heavy for you. That was Black Wizard with Livin' Oblivion. Now let's get back to the rickshaw.
We are here in, what is this room called?
Well, it's usually the coat check room.
The coat check room. Yeah. Okay, so we're here in the coat check room mm-hmm. with Louise. Louise, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Louise. I do the marketing at the rickshaw and kind of a bit of everything, helping out with some stuff. At the moment, I'm doing a lot of merch selling, so I'm kind of spending a lot of time in this room, which is where I would normally spend a lot of time doing coat check if there were shows as well.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you got some merch to show us.
I do. So probably one of my favorite things that we've gotten at the moment is our long sleeve t-shirts.
And it's got
so we've got rickshaw down the side and kind of like a little soccer motif on the front.
Cool. I actually bought one of those. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got like our regular t-shirts.
Oh, I like that.
Which we are in. The bandanas as well.
Yeah, and some people use them for masks, but mm-hmm. like Mo said, we're going to get the masks later on, yep. actual masks.
We've got some masks and some toques coming soon as well.
Oh, nice.
And then we've got baseball caps at the moment.
Cool.
And then I don't know if Mo mentioned, but we have some scarves coming as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. I don't
know. Okay, so where can people get them?
People can get them from our website. We've also got a WordPress website that's set up just dedicated to merch. Mm-hmm. So that link is in our bio on Instagram, and it's shared pretty frequently on our other social accounts. But you can get the direct link from our website as well.
Oh, perfect. And like the sweater that you're wearing. Oh, that's SBC.
Yep, yeah. I should have put another one. We do have sweaters as well.
Yeah. And how much is a sweater like that?
So these are $35 plus tax. And we are shipping across Canada. People are doing pickup a couple of days a week, and we're also shipping them as well.
$35 for a zipper
yep,
sweater?
Yep.
That is a good deal. Yep. We're
trying to keep the cost down.
Yes.
To do them, so.
Oh, then that's so nice that you're wearing an SBC sweater.
I know,
yeah.
Big love for that place, too.
Yeah. All right. Any favorite memories here at the rickshaw?
Oh, gosh. I think I'm just really missing having all the people in here and, like, I've had some great conversations with people when I'm doing coat check and the door and obviously the live music as well.
How about any New Year's resolutions?
New Year's resolutions. Personally, for myself, I'm kind of trying to make the most of this bad situation.
Good.
And trying to kind of do a lot of spiritual growth for myself. So
like
trying to
that.
Get into good habits, taking as a time to kind of make habits that I will hopefully be able to carry on after COVID is over. So, yeah.
Those are great tips. Thank you so much for joining us on the Wham Bam East End Show.
What? Thank you for having me.
Yay. All right. Hey, everybody. It's Rob. Introduce yourself.
Hey, I'm Rob Barrington. I'm like the production manager for the Rickshaw Theater here.
Yes. And then I always was curious because your name always says Rob the Third.
Yes.
So if you have a kid, would he be the fourth?
I think so.
You carry the tradition on?
Carry the tradition on, yeah.
Nice. Well, good to know.
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about all the good memories that you've had here at the rickshaw.
Sure.
Yeah. So what are your favorites?
Ooh, I mean, it's been just so crazy the amount of amazing bands we get to work with every year and the amount of music you get to discover, like bands that I never would have guessed that I'd be like, into. I'm a huge fan of now.
Wow.
You know, just from that's the power that like one good performance
just exposed,
can have. I've been exposed to all sorts of different bands from metal and punk and hardcore, indie rock, country, blues, songhoy blues, all sorts of stuff. Yeah.
What's one that really surprised you?
Something that really surprised me. I'd have to say, Songhoy Blues was great.
Songhoy Blues.
Rolling Blackout Coastal Fever. High on Fire I got into a lot after seeing them here.
Nice.
There's just been, it's hard to even think, there's so many.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and then now that you're doing this, so you're helping out with the video production, so
yes.
Let's try to get some more bands here at the rickshaw. So
totally,
what can we tell about, like, are the prices affordable? Let's say some bands mm-hmm. are going to be like, oh, that's a little bit expensive. But you know what? I think, it can be affordable if you break it down, right?
Totally. And it's one of those things where we have to, you know, continue on in whatever capacity we can while there's no actual concerts for the public. And we are finding that live streams are a great way for bands to continue to, you know, be a presence online and continue to be creative. And it's also great just for for bands to have something to work towards. You know, lots of bands are in the studio right now. And for the bands that maybe have already recorded an album this season and they want something else, a live stream is a great next project for a band to take on.
Oh, totally. Mm-hmm. And Mo was mentioning that you might be getting into music videos.
Yeah, we have we have rented the space out for a couple of music video shoots in the past. And it's such a versatile room between the stage and all the cool green rooms and back corridors. There's a lot that could be done with this space. It's really versatile, so I'm excited to see some videos get shot here.
For sure. Yeah. So is there any bands that are like doing online shows that we could kind of promote? Do you know if there's...
You can definitely, you know, check our website, rickshawtheater.com, and there'll be tons of them coming up. You know, I think during this whole pandemic season, we've put out more live stream concerts than any other venue, and we want to keep that going in the new year.
I want to ask you, what was your crazy thing that you've seen here at the Rickshaw?
Oh my goodness, some crazy stuff. I remember once a guy doing a front flip off of the speaker there, off of the monitor tower, and right into the crowd, and it was right at the climax of some heavy song, maybe.
Wow.
Municipal Waste or Baptists or somebody. And or Cro-Mags, maybe. I can't remember who said
but they caught him.
maybe not as much as they should have.
Oh,
yeah, it could get pretty crazy in here sometimes, but you know, that's the energy of the room for sure.
Okay, yeah. And then we're also going to ask you about any things that you found and lost and found.
Ooh, yeah, the contraband over the days. So, you know, it's crazy what people think they can get away with. I've had people try to sneak in 40s of vodka, like whole handles of vodka in their jacket.
We know who you are.
Yeah. Buy a drink here. Don't be cheapskates.
There you
know.
Go, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, man, it gets crazy. But, I mean, that's part of the fun of working in the industry. You get
right?
to see people at their wildest.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
That's right. All right. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on the Wham Bam East Fan Show with
Bye, guys.
Rob.
Yeah, no, I guess just to tag on to my New Year's resolution kind of thing, I'm trying to practice gratitude a bit more. And one of the things I'm thinking of is that, like, I'm really grateful that I've still been able to come into this place during this time. And, like, I've still had a job and grateful to Mo and everyone here. And also, I'm just really missing all the other staff that are here as well. So it kind of makes you kind of think about what you value a lot more.
Oh, Louise is super adorable. Oh my goodness. Yes, and I love that she brought up the mental health thing because it is so important. And hey, if you're feeling down, call a friend, right? And take a walk outside when it's a nice day. Get some fresh air, yep. And what else? You can always do some meditation, right? Okay, let's play a song. Let's go to The Naturals. They're doing a cover of Rebel Yell right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
I'm Mo Tarmahamet, the owner and operator of the Rickshaw Theatre in beautiful downtown Eastside, Vancouver.
Thanks, guys. I can't get enough of Mo, Mo, Mo. Yeah. Okay, so remember to check out their website to see what's going on, like online shows. And I can't wait to see real live shows once the restrictions allow us to do so. Oh, Yeah, so since COVID is still happening, let's play some COVID-related songs. We have a song by Ndidi Cascade, and we're going to follow that up with Derek Gabrant, and he's got a song called Post-COVID after the break.
Attention, Punk Rock Nation. Join your host, Todd McCluskey, every Wednesday at high noon for the Blurred Crusade. The best in punk and post-punk on CJSF 90.1 FM. Each week, tune into a delicious mix of tasty tunage, proto, classic, and post-punk. The Blurred Crusade, Wednesdays, noon to 1 on CJSF 90.1 FM or CJSF.ca. Join us as we dust off the crusty vinyl and get blurred.
Hello everyone, welcome to the COVID-19 5 for 1 Challenge campaign. Staying home doesn't have to be a struggle. Listen to some music and lighten up. We made a song for the campaign we want you to listen to. Pay close attention because the message is important. Alright everyone, here she is, the one and only Ndidi Cascade. Stay home, don't roam, and sanitize it.
I know it's hard to be on lockdown, but we need to do our part for a better tomorrow. So check it. Now hear me as I'm speaking it. I hope you be receiving this. Control and keep your distance. Keep it locked until we healing it. Some may not believe in it. The math is really obvious. The spread is exponential. What that means is easy catching it. TV you be stashing it. Food you better ration it. Elevator nope. If you close, I wear my mask. Keep it sanitized. A bottle close like an affiliate. Better safe than sorry. See, I'd rather not get really sick. Please stay at home, stay alive. Don't be risking it. Look up for your mom if she's sick. Don't be so selfish. Sanitation soldiers, we admit. We be getting lit. Spritz to the sky, don't be shy. Sanitizing it. Adidas and a toque in the morning and the afternoon. Snacking on some chips, house party, socialize on Zoom. Wiping every handle, every doorknob, then I grab a broom. Kick it in the kitchen, take a stroll into the living room. Ooh, check the scenery, carpet be the greenery. YouTube, yoga, we be stretching out so leisurely. Knowing we are blessed to be in a home, especially when others ain't so lucky. Giving thanks for the serenity. Please stay at home, stay alive. Don't be risking it. Maybe learn to knit, make a skit. Please don't make me snitch. Flatten up the curve and make it sick. We be getting lit. Spritz to the sky, don't be shy. Sanitizing it. Hey, we sanitizing it. Hey, hey, we sanitizing it.
I'm post-COVID. Teams, WebEx, and Zoom are our eyes now. People move from New York to live in a cheaper place. Work at home permanently. Why can't we? Office buildings are empty.
Living in the
children are out of the classrooms. When today's children grow up, they will be lost forever in the shadows of the global pandemic.
Communication skills, some feel losing. That's the way COVID kills, COVID kills. The vaccine drops closer.
Health cases are surging. OCD, isolation, insanity. There's no going back. We cannot unlearn this in the post-COVID. I'm post-COVID. In a world of fear, whether or not you voted, I'm your new cashier. Gateway for the machines. I am a machine. Do you trust me?
People in a frenzy, typing plenty, hands steady and yet sweaty, 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 sweaty. People in a frenzy, typing.
It's like we're living a never-ending story.
Nothing was the same, by chance or design. We're approaching the deadline, the deadline.
COVID. I can't be affected by the virus. Signs, labels, and brand names. Soon, you'll buy us. When the cards replace cash, people are separated by glass. And life becomes a thing of the past. A thing of the past. A thing of the past.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know I'm digging those nurses in that music video. And I want to give a shout out to all of the healthcare workers and frontline workers doing their thing. You guys are amazing. And what else is amazing is this cool concoction. I don't want to say cool because it's hot. It's actually a hot drink, but it's called Cold Blaster Tea. And my friend Wilson owns a shop in Yaletown called Ocha Tea Bar, and his interview is next. Hi, Wilson!
Hello! Welcome back, DJ Mary!
What you got on the menu?
Well, everything you like on the menu here today.
Awesome!
And of course, our signature tea is the Cold Blaster Tea. Would you like to have one?
Perfect! I am so gonna have one.
Alright, let's figure it out. So how you been doing?
Great! So when did you start this business, Wilson?
About 12 years ago.
12 years ago? Okay.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to go into the tea business?
Actually, this is my second job.
Yes.
While I was doing the background directing.
Yes.
Agency.
Yes.
And I was coming here as a customer.
Really?
And then I went and then more and more talked to the old owner.
Yeah.
Old owner wanted to sell. You figure out the number. And I bought. So I was double agents for the first 3 years.
Oh, wow. And what did you like about this place?
It's the location, mm-hmm. friendly. It's learning about a lot of things from everyone. Different business upstairs, different business across blocks to block. And Yaletown is the number one.
Number one.
Yeah. All friendly and all. Everybody like to talk to you. Uh-huh. Everybody like to say hi to you.
Okay.
It's all fun. Coming here is not work.
But you
it's
live,
having fun.
But you live in East Van, right?
You bet. Yeah, East Van rules.
What do you like about East Van?
East Van is just where I grew up. That's my hood.
Yes.
So
my hood
everything,
too.
You know, all my friends. All my neighbors, I grew up for the last several years with it. And here's your Cold Blaster Tea, our signature
Woo!
Tea.
Awesome, thank you. I'm gonna give that a shot. Actually, I have tried it before, so I know how good it is. Okay, what's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink is the Cold Blaster Tea.
Really?
It helps everybody. It's an immune system booster.
Yep.
And if you've got a little sore throat, help you clear it up.
Okay.
And this is almost like a pre-COVID drink.
There you go.
Yeah,
pre-COVID
keep
drink.
You
That's
healthy
awesome.
And stay safe. Would you like to have a latte?
Because someone's going to win
a Cold Blaster Tea from Ocha Tea Bar at Yaletown.
That's right. Thanks, Wolf.
What is your favorite area?
Are you feeling lucky, Punk? Well, someone's going to win a Cold Blaster Tea from Wilson. So all you have to do is submit a video to the wambameastvan.com website and tell us your favorite neighborhood or tell us what you like about East Van. All right, and we'll pick a lucky winner from there. Okay, we're gonna head to East Van to the Rockery Jam Space, and we're gonna interview the Paddy Wagon and get all ready for St. Paddy's next week. Get your green on. And one of the guys, Phil, he actually volunteered at CJSF back in the day. Small world, eh? So we're gonna interview him, and then we'll get to one of their songs, and then we'll get to the rest of the gang. Okay, here we go, Paddy Wagon. Hi, Phil, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thank you, Linda. A pleasure to be here.
Yeah, if you want to introduce yourself.
My name's Philip, and I'm the accordion player for Paddy Wagon. I've been with the band for about a year and a half.
Awesome. And also, you have a history with CJSF.
I do. I used to do volunteer work with CJSF back in the day. I used to do a show. Back then, it was actually called CJive.
CJive, all right.
Yeah. And it came about when we were applying for more money. I don't know if it was the CRTC or whatnot. Part of the whole deal was we were going to change the call letters.
Right. And then so you helped to decide to make the current letters that are CJSF.
Correct. The manager talked to me about it, about what good call letters might be. And I just suggested it have SF in it. You know, if we could have been CSFU, that would have been fantastic, but that wasn't available. So she gave me a list of 10 or 12 that had SF in it. And I said either CKSF or CJSF.
And I think it's a great choice. So when you used to be at SFU, you said you're an SFU alumni. Yes. What did you study?
I have a Bachelor of Arts.
Excellent.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Any good memories at SFU?
It used to be really cool in the pub, the SFU pub.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it used to have three levels. They used to have bands play.
Really?
On Thursday nights.
Wow. The pub is still there. It's closed for whatever, COVID, but mm-hmm. it is still there. It's two levels, but yeah, I didn't know that they had live bands there before.
Yeah, back in the day, the pub nights.
Okay. And mm-hmm. also, when you used to volunteer at CJSF, mm-hmm. you said you interviewed a band. Which one?
I interviewed the Dickies.
The Dickies, and they're from the States, you mentioned?
Yeah. Who was the guitar player? Stan Lee.
Okay.
The lead singer was Leonard somebody.
And did they come to Vancouver? Is that what?
Yeah, they played at, I think, 86th Street.
86th Street, yeah. Okay.
So I interviewed them at their hotel, and I guess I went to see them the next night as well. They played in Seattle at the Off-Ramp.
Awesome.
So yeah.
And then you said you had another interview with at the Commodore.
I didn't get to interview them, but I had to do a review on the show. That was the Violent Femmes.
Violent Femmes.
Yeah.
And how was that show?
That was really good.
Nice. <Yeah. laughs> Okay. Are they a Vancouver band? Do you know? Or?
The Violent Femmes? No, they're from the States.
They're from the States as well. Oh, okay, great. Can you recommend any Vancouver local bands?
Ooh, wow. I like the Real Mackenzies and the Dreadnoughts. And of course, Paddy Wagon.
Of course.
Colonel, you nasty old bastard, what have you done now?
But now I'm
welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. It's the Paddy Wagon.
Wham Bam, East Van.
Introduce yourselves.
Hey guys, I'm Aiden from Paddy Wagon. Aiden Carroll, lead singer, Paddy Wagon.
Hello, I'm Andrew. I play the guitar.
I'm Johnny Needles. I play bass guitar in Paddy Wagon.
Awesome. So what's new? What's you got this new logo coming out? Tell us about it.
Oh yeah, we got some cool things happening with Suna Studios. We're doing a new merch line for Paddy Wagon. So it's almost a re-release of our last year's album that we put out in 2020 when everything got shut down. So we're trying to just do a re-release, and we didn't really get a chance to like sell any merch or, you know, have any fun with our friends. So we're going to re-release. We got the Leprechaun logo from the album, Race to the Bottom.
Yeah.
We've got the old Paddy Wagon logo redone, so that's going to be cool. Everything's going to be available on every different shirt, hoodie, toque. You know, toques are special. Toques are special. Yeah, any size, shirt, style you want. So, yeah, we're pretty excited about that. It's going to be a big merch line going for Paddy's Day, for sure.
Cool, and you got something special coming up? Tell us.
Yeah, we've got actually, again, with Suna Studios, we've got, we hooked up with Front Street Studios again, Front Three Studios, Rob Leishman, and we're going to be doing a live stream.
Five songs
on Paddy's Day, yeah. So we're Paddy streaming, Paddy Wagon.
We'll get our St. Paddy's Day.
Yes, and where can people find this live stream?
Well, you'll be able to find it through through the Suna site and through the Paddy Wagon site. So, I mean, you catch us on Facebook. We'll be promoting this all over the next week here. So it's pretty fresh, so you're getting the inside scoop.
That's right. Awesome. And then, are there any new songs on the album?
Oh yeah, actually we're going to be playing a couple of our new ones. Yeah, a couple of our new ones. And last year we've been, you know, locked down, but we still have our studio, so you know, it's helped us you know, kind of make some new tunes and work on some stuff. So we've got two brand new ones for Paddy's Day, and they are completely relevant for Paddy's Day. And again, we're doing five songs. We might work something out a little bit later on where you get an after party or something with us playing all sorts of old Irish ones, but probably going to stick to mostly Paddy Wagon songs for this one.
Cool. And what can you guys tell me about St. Paddy's Day?
St. Patrick's Day?
Yeah.
It's on March 17th.
Yes, and then why do people wear green?
Why do they wear green?
Yeah.
I guess because probably the shamrock, yes. I would imagine, is the color
of
green.
In honor of the Emerald Isle.
Or the Emerald
Old Isle. Erin Isle.
There you go. Yes.
Old Erin's Isle.
And I heard like the shamrock is for like the Trinity, or it's supposed to, you know what I mean?
Represent. It is, yeah. They do that.
Yeah.
St. Patrick used the shamrock as a representation of the cross at one point.
Right.
So, I mean,
Father, Son,
love him or hate
Ghost.
Him, we celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We celebrate our Irish heritage, our Scottish heritage even, you know what I mean? Our Celtic heritage.
Yes, and do any of you guys speak Gaelic?
Pogmahal.
I'm learning Gaelic. I'm learning Scottish
really?
Gaelic.
It's tricky. Yeah. It's like half Romulan, half Irish.
Yeah, yeah.
Say something in Irish.
Feskerma.
What does it mean?
Harage. I think it means good afternoon, my friend.
Very good.
I got one for you.
Yes.
Ishkabaha.
There you go.
What does that mean?
It's the water of life.
It is, isn't it, Andrew?
It's the water of life. Most important water of all. Yeah.
Awesome. And then they, is St. Pat's stat holiday?
Yeah, they should. I mean, Guinness was working for that for a bit, right?
Technically, I think the day after.
The day after,
probably.
That's right. We've been speaking about this. Yeah, it should be the day after.
That's
you can wake up in the morning, feel like you're in hell.
You
right?
Yeah.
And then you can just be like, drinking all day, drinking all night. You can sit down, everything will be alright. Get off your ass, all the way.
And happiness, your death be a quick and easy one. When you wake up in the morning and you feel like you're in hell, let's get to heaven before the devil knows you're dead. Let's get to heaven before the devil knows you're dead.
I got in a fight over a flag. I told off my mom, I beat up my dad. I went downtown for a parade to Johnny Utah on the train.
Quick and easy.
I'm drinking.
Woo! Yeah, awesome.
Oh, we've learned to clap to ourselves now because nobody else cares.
Well, thanks guys for being on the Wham Bam Peace Fan Show.
Thanks for having us.
Peace Fan.
Thank you so much, Linda.
And guess what, guys? The Paddy Wagon, they forgot to mention that they also sell patties. They'll be offering a green one and a black one with their logo on them. So, yeah, support your local band and feel lucky in some green patties. Okay, and remember to go on their online, the live stream on St. Paddy's Day. So, yeah, that'll be something fun to do, right? Okay, that's it. So, I want to thank all of my guests and also Eduardo and John for helping me do all this video editing. And thank you for watching and listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. We're going to end with Carla Sachs and her cover of Adore You, because I adore you all. All right. Good night. Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Meddy signing out. Wham bam, East Van.